What's up, Nashville? I'm fired up. I tell you, you know, Mark mentioned that this is the kind of place that Elvis played, Motley Crue played here, Van Halen. But you know what was a really big deal is backstage, I noticed the Wiggles played this deal right here. That is, bam, lights out. Guys, I'm excited to be here. I'm fired up to be able to share with you. I want to let you know that in the first 2 minutes we're going to spend together, I'm going to give you a principle that will change your life. Within the first 15 minutes of us talking together, I'm going to give you a technique that's going to cause your ability to invite to go through the roof and your close ratio to improve by as much as 50% or more. And when we're done together, the people in this room are going to go out and make history. Who's ready? Now, I just want to get a feel for the audience real quick. How many of you, give me a show of hands, you've either heard me speak before or this is your first time? Can I get a show of hands on that? Nice. Nice. Let me ask you this. How many of you would agree, in fact, you would absolutely consider it a fact, that there is something that you could specifically do in the next 2 weeks that would make your business and your life dramatically worse? Would anybody agree on that? So then, is the converse true, that there is something we could specifically do in the next 2 weeks that would make our business and our life dramatically better? And how many of you agree that the choice is completely yours? You see, everything in life is about choices. It's about decisions that we make. See, I was from a little bitty town in East Texas. My town is so small, we didn't even have our own village drunk. We had to share it with the town down the road, okay? Like every now and then a train would come through town and we got fired up. You're like, well, that's no big deal until you learn that we didn't even have tracks. Okay, you understand why that'd be a big deal. So when I came from that little town, my family was from a lower middle class at best situation. And my parents, they fought about one thing every day my entire life. Can you guess what it was? That's exactly right, money. And I made a decision as the little version of me that was a much cuter version than the one you're seeing right now. I made a decision that Scott was going to turn the page and create a new chapter for my family. And that once I was done with the deal, the Rosses would never worry about money again. Now, that was a choice that I made. Well, I had some hindrances. I had some impediments. See, my father was a godless man. He was an abusive man. And things escalated in my life to the point that when I was the age of 16, my father tried to kill me. He tried to choke me to death. I was, by God's grace, able to escape his grasp and get out of the house. And I was on my own. I have been on my own from the age of 16. However, by the age of 28, I was the co-founder of a software company. How do you go from A to B? It is the choices that you make in your life. Well, fast forward. I was in the software business. I was having a degree of success there. I was making great income. I was achieving the kinds of things that the world says you're supposed to achieve. And I found myself not really living the dream. I found myself making great income and not really being the person I know God put me on the earth to be. See, I'd been asking myself a basic question for years. Did God put Scott on the earth to sell software? And I knew the answer was no. But I knew if I didn't make a change, nothing was going to change. The definition of insanity is to do the same thing repeatedly and expect a what? A different result. And so my wife and I had a mastermind, and we started praying for something. And as God always does, he is faithful. And we made a choice. So how many of you believe that you could do something that would improve your situation, that the choice is yours, and that the responsibility for that choice rests solely on you? Anyone? So It does not matter. Here's the principle we just established. It does not matter what your past was. It does not matter what you've been through. It does not matter where you've come from. It is completely irrelevant where you find yourself this morning. The circumstances surrounding your life right now are meaningless. There is one thing that we've just established. You have it absolutely in your power to make a choice this morning that will make the future anything you desire for it to be. You know, one of the things about choices, I was reminded this week, I don't know if y'all know this, did you know that Dave Abs have their own Facebook and Twitter account? Did y'all know that? Yeah, it's very intimidating. And his abs posted on Facebook, I don't know if y'all know this, most of you don't, I've been very, very sick to start the year. In fact, I'm still pretty much about 65-70%, but I wasn't gonna miss this for the world. But his abs posted things on Facebook saying that it was my choice to get the flu. So I appreciate that, Dave, thank you so much. Many of you have heard me train before and you know that I'm very passionate about something. This business comes down to one thing. The secret to building this business is one thing, and that is a decision to build this business, a decision to win. But the decision has something that's even more fundamental. There is a choice to make, and that choice is this. Will we or will we not invite people to see this idea? Will we show this to other people? So you can write this down. He or she who shows the most wins. If you show more than anyone else, you will have the biggest group. You will have the most people join your team. And we have this way we can show them, which is an invitation. In fact, created this idea called the four-step invite. Who's heard of the four-step invite? And the four-step invite's very simple, right? I mean, you know, it's like, I'm in a hurry, clear the time, be excited, confirm the time. No problem, right? Except here's what most of us do when we get home with the four-step invite. We got our phone there. We're gonna go to make our invites. We're about to make our calls. Here we go. Don't pick up, 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 don't pick up.
Hey, John.
John. No, I just ran some stair steps. Okay, so I'm in a hurry and really hurrying right now. So oh God, okay. What? That's how we do our four-step invite, am I right? Most of us are totally freaked out by trying to make that call, yes? So we come up with this thing that makes it maybe a little easier. The two-step text. How many of you have heard of this idea? Just simple text message. Could you do coffee? Boom. Yes. Boom. I'll meet you at 7 on Monday. Done. No problem, right? Except that we are people, we are humans. So write this down. This is a very important thing for you to know about your business. People are weird. Absolute lunatics, all of us. And so people go, Scott, I couldn't put the, could you do coffee? Because when they say yes, they won't know what they're coming to see, Scott. Here's the thing I want to do today. How many of you would like a way that you could know precisely what was going to happen in that presentation? That you could have 100% confidence that they would not only listen to the presentation, they would be eager to hear it. Anybody? How many of you would like to know that they will actually ask you to show them the presentation once you're sitting there? And once you start going through the presentation, They will be so eager to have heard it that they will have already made a decision to enroll before you ever begin. How many of you would like that idea? I'm going to teach you a system that if you will use this before every single presentation, it's going to make you have zero, zero hesitation to invite. Because you will know when they show up, they are going to desire to hear what you have to say and be ready to join you before you ever even start. Is that good? So here we go. Now, I created this idea and I was like, okay, as possible. So I called this idea very uniquely the three-step setup. Is that good? So let me go through it with you. I'm going to teach you three steps and you're going to want to write this down. And I'm going to give you word for word what to say and why we say it. And I'm going to go through it multiple times. The first thing I'm going to do is give you the outline. Then I'm going to go through the specific verbiage. And then I'm going to clarify some things you're going to make sure you don't leave out. Now I'm going to go through the outline right now and give you the 3 points. Now for those of you in the audience who are my greens, by the way, some of you are brand new and don't know what the colors mean. We classify the colors based or the personality types based on color. And the greens are very analytical, brothers and sisters. Now, for those of you who are green, when you make the outline, put point one, then give yourself plenty of space on the paper, and then point two. And then plenty of space on the paper, and then point three. Because I'm going to come back and fill in, and you're going to get mad if they're all bunched together, and then you have your notes out of order, okay? All right. Point number one. Right. Number one, why? Why? Right. Number two, big deal / all in. Don't hesitate to do this. I'm going to come back and fill it all in for you. And point number three, don't care. One, why? Two, big deal, all in. Three, don't care. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to coffee or to lunch or to dinner or to a travel party or whatever with somebody we want to show this idea to. We've sent them a text or we've used the four-step invite. We're sitting there at the Starbucks with this person. We've got our coffee. You've got your double half-calf mocha latte frappa, whatever. Your guest asks you if you have always ordered a girly drink. And you just say, hey, that's not important. And you go forward with this. Here's how you're going to start it out. You're going to say something like this. Hey, John, listen, thanks for meeting with me today. I always love getting together with you. Today, I've got something really important I want to share. And what you're going to do is immediately go into your personal reason for building your why. Now, let me tell you the key to doing the why. The key to doing the why is to be, and write this down, as vulnerable as possible. As vulnerable as possible. You want to expose your deepest pains, your dreams, your aspirations to the person. You want to talk from the heart, friend to friend. Now let me talk to the men here for a second. Men, I don't know if you heard about this idea, but we were made by our creator and everything was awesome. And then, even though we could eat everything, there was one thing we couldn't eat. We said, that sucks. I'm going to do that deal instead. And there was this thing called the fall. And when the fall got introduced, a horrible, horrible thing got introduced into our personalities, men. It's called an ego. Has anybody heard of this? Now, there's like four of you. That's outstanding. I appreciate these three people up here. Fight the power. How are my people back here doing, by the way? I'm just curious. Nice. Now, men have an ego, so here's the deal. A guy, he could have his house burning down, his wife has just left with the plumber, his dog puked on the rug and died, and his car was just repossessed, and you go, hey, dude, how's it going? He's like, I'm killing this deal, man, right here. Swagger, baby. That is not going to serve you at all. You have got to be vulnerable in the why. You've got to expose your soft underbelly to the person you're sharing this idea with. Let me give you an example of what my why would sound like. Now, I know that everyone in here is going to have their own. Hey, John, listen, hey, thanks a lot for having coffee with me today. Look, I love getting together with you. I got something really important I need to share with you today. Listen, you know, we've been friends for a long time. You know, I've been in the software business, and I'm sure from the outside looking in, it looks like things are going great. I mean, I've got a title. I'm making good income. John, just friend to friend, I got to be real with you, brother. I am dying right now. Just dying. I mean, my kids and I have zero relationship. My son is growing up right before my eyes. I was gonna be the dad in the Dad Hall of Fame, and now I'm on the way to being that guy. I never see him. It's gonna be the cats in the cradle story with that kid, and I'm gonna have lost him. And my wife and I, we've always had like this fairy tale relationship. Look, dude, it has taken a toll. We never, ever see each other. And the biggest thing is I have this gnawing in my gut. I'm supposed to do something big for God, and I can't ever do it. There's no chance I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And it's just eating me alive. And so, John, I've been praying and praying for something. And, dude, I'm here to tell you, I got something awesome. God just dropped this deal right in my lap. That's my why. Does everybody hear how I did that? Now, I don't know what your why is, but it needs to be really vulnerable. If you're a single mom and you're dropping your kids off at daycare day after day and that's eating you alive, you need to talk about that. If you're a dad who promised your kids that they would be able to have a life that you never had, and basically it's turned into same song, second verse, you need to talk about that. Whatever is the most real thing in your life, you have got to share that in point one. If you're with me, say you're with me. Yeah. Now, let me give you a key phrase, by the way. At the very end, here's how you're going to transition from point one to point two. I am a person of faith. I am not trying to push that on anybody in this room. Please do not be offended by that. So, thank you. Love Christ. That's the one you want to love. Okay, so here's the thing. So, they're going to kick me off. Okay, here's the thing. Dave's abs will beat me up if I don't do this in time. Okay, here we go. I say, because I'm a person of faith, I've been praying for something and God just dropped it in my lap. That's my phrase. If you are not a person of faith, don't say that. Say this instead. Say, I've been searching and searching for something and I just found it. Does everybody get that? So you're going to go through your why. Man, I've been searching and searching for an answer to this thing. I just found it. That's step one. Let's move to step two. Step two is going to be big deal, I'm all in. Now, what we're going to now say to them is that this thing we found is a very, very big deal. Here's how this would sound. So, John, I've been praying and praying, and dude, God just dropped this deal right in my lap. Now, this thing that I've just found, holy cow, it is a huge, huge deal. I mean, it is amazing. I've been connected with some guys out of Texas that are doing some very big things in the biggest industry of all time, and I've done all the research. I've looked at this deal top to bottom, and I'm just telling you, this is the next big deal. This is going to be a phenomenon, and I'm putting my chips all the way in. This is my ticket. This is my shot. That is your big deal all in. Let me give you some key phrases that you're going to want to use. This thing is a big deal. I have gotten connected with some amazing guys who are doing very big things. In fact, for those of you who are here this weekend, you can use the phrase, I've met all the top people. Are you here this weekend? Yeah. Are the top people here this weekend? Yeah. If you will go down and shake their hand, you have technically met them, have you not? Yeah. I've done all the research. I've done all the research, and I've decided to put my chips all the way in. This is my ticket. This is my shot. Is everybody good on that? Which moves us to the third step. Once we've done that, we're going to say this. We're going to tell them we don't care what they think. Now look, we have a lot of yellows in the audience. And you yellows, for those of you who don't know the colors, the yellows are the peacemakers. The yellows are people who save kittens just for fun. And when I say you're going to tell them that you don't care, they're like, but I do care so much. I care so much. Have no fear. You're not actually going to say the words, I don't care. That's just a little outline point to make it short for the blues. Are y'all with me on that? Here's what you're going to say. You're going to say something like this. Now, John, remember, you've just said, I'm putting my chips all the way in. This is my shot. Now, John, I don't know how this is going to strike you. All I know is, back up. John, I don't know how this is going to strike you. You may love it. You may not get it right away. All I know is this. I'm going to put this in front of thousands of people. And because we're such good friends, I wanted to give you the opportunity to be one of the first. Let's say it again. Now, John, I don't know how this is going to strike you. You may love it. You may not get it right away. You know what? It doesn't matter to me either way. We're friends. We're always going to be friends. Here's the deal, John. All I know is I'm going to put this in front of thousands of people. And because we're such close friends, I wanted to give you the opportunity to be one of the first. Is that cool? You're always going to conclude with the phrase, is that cool? Because what are they going to say when you ask them that? Yeah, that's cool. So let's review real quickly. Step number one, your why. Step number two, big deal, all in. Step number three, don't care. Here's how it would all sound together. I'm going to shorten my why for time's sake. John, thanks a lot for having coffee with me today. Listen, I really appreciate always getting together with you, but today I've got to share something with you that's really big in my life. Listen, John, you know that I've been in the software business. Things look good on the outside. On the inside, dude, I'm dying. And I've been praying and praying for something to come my way, and God just dropped the answer in my lap. Now, John, this thing he dropped in my lap is a huge, huge deal. It's a big thing. I've gotten connected with some guys out of Texas that are doing amazing things in the biggest industry in the world, and I've got a chance to be a part of that. And I've just done all the research. I've met all the top people, and dude, I'm telling you, this thing is lights out. I'm going all in on this idea I'm about to share with you. This is my ticket. This is my shot. Now, John, I don't know how this is going to strike you. To be honest, you may love it. You may not get it right away. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter to me either way because we're friends. We're always going to be friends. All I know is I'm going to put this in front of thousands of people. And because we're such close friends, I wanted to give you the opportunity to be one of the first. Is that cool? Now, since there's eight of you excited about this, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to y'all. This idea is something you are going to have to decide to get good at. See, our fourth core value is to promote excellence, yes? We must decide to become excellent at this. Write this down. The quality of my life is based on the quality of my communication. If you want to be a world-class leader, if you want to be a world-class representative, you need to be moving towards being world-class in your communication. That doesn't mean that you get to be who you are right now and get everything you want. You've got to put yourself on a continuum of getting better. So you're going to need to role play this idea. You're going to need to work on it over and over again. But you're going to want to put this information, you're going to want to say that little script before every single presentation. How many presentations do you say it before? Do you do it before a travel party? Do you do it in Starbucks? Do you do it at a big hotel meeting? Let me tell you what you do there. Let's say it's the travel party and everybody's mingling and people are fascinated by the chips and salsa and M&Ms and they're like, wow, what a spread. And so everybody's doing that. And about 1 minute before the time comes that you are going to go sit down and watch the presentation, you're going to say, hey, John, hey, listen, I want to get you on the couch. I need to share something with you real quick. Boom, you go right into your three-step setup. Does that make sense to you guys? Now, let me tell you what's happening here at the three-step setup and why it's so powerful. First of all, in step one, we create something called psychological imbalance. What in the heck does that mean, psychological imbalance? Well, it's what every infomercial in the world does. How many of you have ever been on the couch at midnight and an infomercial came on? How many of you have ever been sitting on the couch watching your show and in the back of your mind, you can't even get it out of your head. You're thinking about the danger lying in your kitchen drawer with that can opener that could slice up your whole family. Has anybody ever been worried about that? No, you're not thinking about that, are you? But then you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, images of people cutting open cans and slicing their hands off, and children being mauled by can openers. Can openers are a danger, and you're like, oh my gosh, my entire family's in danger right now. What could possibly solve this problem? And then, safety can. You're like, oh my, I'll take two. See, you weren't thinking about a can opener. You could care less about a can opener. What did they do? They created psychological imbalance. They made you concerned about something you weren't concerned about, and they tilted you this way. And you're like, oh my gosh, can openers are so dangerous. What's the solution? Can the government do anything? Oh, safety can, that's so satisfying. How many of you have ever been to a movie? In act one of every movie, they create what's called a conflict. They create this problem. How could it possibly be solved? Oh my gosh, the world is in absolute danger, and the only guy who could solve the problem, they've taken his badge. They've removed him from the force. He has no access to resources, and everybody's after him, and the bomb is going to go off. We are clamoring for the answer, are we not? See, in step one, you create this giant problem. By being vulnerable, you set up this massive issue in your life, and the person's like, what could possibly solve such a horrible circumstance? Tell me. Psychological imbalance. Number two, we create all the posture in the world. See, you told them it's a big deal. You told them you've done all the research. They can't tell you they need to go do the research because you've already done it. And if they tell you they need to do the research, it means this: I don't trust you. They can't say that to you. You've told them you're going all in, with or without anybody, it's gonna happen. It's not on trial, it's not if it's going to happen, it's present tense happening, and you're gonna be a part of it. And the third thing you do, guys, is you take it away from them. And this leads me into the last thing I want to talk about. And that is a mindset that you can have, that if you have this mindset, it's going to absolutely have a massive impact on your business. The first thing you need to do is have what we would call a posture of detachment. A posture of detachment. See, a lot of you are out there trying to share this idea of World Ventures with people, and you're selling out of desperation. You desperately need them to say yes. Deep inside, you're like, please, please, God, say yes, please say yes. I have a list of only seven people and you're the eighth one. People can smell desperation like a dog smells fear. Let me give you an example. Ladies, how many of you would desire to have a man that would see you as the epitome of everything women are supposed to be? He will view you as beautiful, as fascinating, as someone who he wants to serve with his life as a servant leader. He thinks that everything you say is amazing and you are the cat's meow. How many of you would like that guy to show up? So you go out on Friday night. You get your stuff all working, you know what I'm talking about? And you go in the club, and you're there to get noticed by said mythical person, yes? So you're at the bar, acting cool, You got your Jimmy Choo shoes on. And in the club walks a guy. And he sees you. His eyeballs light up. Oh my gosh. Oh, darling. You are everything I've ever desired in my life. You are a beacon of womanhood. You are gorgeous. You are amazing. You are fascinating. May I wash your feet? May I clean your car? How many of you ladies are like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest man ever? No, you're like, okay, whatever. Now, to prove that you ladies are weird, like we said, that's exactly what you said you wanted. But when it shows up, you want nothing to do with it. But if the guy comes in the club, he sees you, you know he saw you, but he doesn't act like he saw you at all. He comes over to the bar, little head nod, lean back shoulder to you. Take a Knob Creek neat, please. Not looking at you, no attention. And then he casually starts to turn to leave and he goes, you'd really have something working there if it wasn't for them shoes. How many of you ladies are right now going, what? I could have that guy any day of the week. What is he talking about? All of a sudden you're interested. That is the power of the posture of detachment. When we show this idea, we need to make it clear. We don't need them. They need us. This deal is happening with or without them, and we're just there to give them the chance. Which leads to the second and last concept that we need to have in our head that will cause our business to go through the roof. We need to have the posture that we are giving them a gift. A lot of people, they're afraid to show this to people. They're afraid to call their friend because deep down inside, they are convinced that it is something selfish, that it is something that will benefit themselves and that they're taking from the person they're about to show. We need to have the exact opposite attitude. We're not taking, we are giving. This is not something selfish. This is a blessing we're about to dump out on their life. How many of you have heard of big investors like Warren Buffett or people like that? What if Mark Zuckerberg, who founded Facebook, was on to his next project and he felt like that project was going to be way bigger than Facebook? And he calls you and says, hey man, I got this deal. Do you think he's going to be like, would you please join my next bit? If you would only join, it might possibly work. Would he ever do that? No, he's going to feel like he's doing you the biggest favor of all time to let you in on that deal. Yes, it is going to be he's given you the proverbial lottery ticket. That has got to be our attitude as well. See, guys, we're building a championship team here. We're not building a loser. We're building a champion. Think about any champion, and I'm not trying to isolate any one team against the other, but in different sports like in basketball, whether you love them or hate them, there's no doubt that the Boston Celtics and the LA Lakers have won a bunch of championships, yes? In football, there's no doubt that the Steelers, the 49ers, the Cowboys, the Patriots have won a bunch of championships, right? See, right here is where you're so weird. You're worried more about the team I named than what I'm trying to tell you right here, okay? Listen, if you're going out for the, let's say you get a chance to be on the Lakers. Are they like this? Come on, little buddy. would you please do, you get a chance to be a Laker, buddy. Come on. Do they want to have to beg you to want to be a Laker, or do they want you to want to be a Laker? That is what we're doing. I don't want to beg people. People say, how do you motivate people? You don't. You find motivated people. I'm looking to bless people. And so my posture when I go in is I give them the chance to be on a winning championship team. And guys, I'm giving them the chance to be a part of history.